Protocol 14, Assault on Religion. 1. When we come into our kingdom, we don't want any religion other than ours to exist, our religion of the one God with whom our destiny is bound up by our position as the chosen people, and through whom our same destiny is united with the destinies of the world. We must therefore sweep away all other forms of belief. If this gives birth to the atheists whom we see today, it will not interfere with our views because it is only a transitional stage. But it will serve as a warning for future generations who will listen to our preaching of the religion of Moses, which, by its stable and thoroughly elaborated system, has brought all the peoples of the world into our enslavement. In this we shall emphasize its mystical rite, on which we shall say all its educative power is based. Then at every possible opportunity we shall publish articles in which we shall make comparisons between our beneficent rule and those of past ages. The blessing of tranquility, even though it is a tranquility forcibly brought about by centuries of strife, will highlight the benefits of our system of government, and we shall point out these benefits. The errors of the Goyim governments will be depicted by us in the most explicit manner. We shall implant such an abhorrence of them that the peoples will prefer tranquility in a state of serfdom to those overemphasized rights of freedom which have tortured humanity and exhausted the very sources of human existence, sources which have been exploited by a mob of rascally adventurers who don't know what they're doing. Worthless changes in types of government, which we forced on the Goyim when we were undermining their state structures, will have so wearied the peoples by that time, that they will prefer to suffer anything under us rather than run the risk of again enduring all the misery and strife they have already been through. We shall forbid Christ. 2. At the same time we shall not forget to emphasize the historical mistakes of the Goy governments which have tormented humanity for so many centuries by their lack of understanding of everything that constitutes the true good of humanity in their pursuit of ill-conceived schemes of socialist blessings. These governments have never noticed that these schemes kept on producing a worse, and never a better, state of the universal relations which are the basis of human life. 3. The whole strength of our principles and methods will lie in the fact that we shall present them in great detail as a splendid alternative to the dead and decomposed old way of doing things in social life. 4. Our philosophers will discuss all the shortcomings of the various beliefs of the Goyim, but no one will ever bring our faith from its true point of view under discussion, since this will be fully learned only by ourselves and we will never dare to betray its secrets. 5. In countries known as progressive and enlightened, we have created senseless, filthy, abominable literature. For some time after our entrance to power, we shall continue to encourage its existence in order to provide some relief in contrast to the speeches and party politics which will be distributed from our grandiose quarters. Our wise men, trained to become leaders of the Goyim, will compose speeches, presentations, memoirs and articles. These will be used by us to influence the minds of the Goyim, directing them towards certain types of knowledge and conclusions which have been determined by us.